Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Anastasis here. Tom is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's also the producer and the director and the creator and everything else of a movie that his wife wrote called Spin the Plate. It's an indie film that's just won all kinds of awards, and we chronicled the development of on the show over a number of years. Tom Anastasi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wonderful to be here.
It's good to have you back, Tom, as always. Although I'm a little worried about our conversation today, about our topic today, Tom. Typically, I don't like talking about women in the marketplace without the other person being a woman. Because two guys talking about women in the marketplace, we could get in a lot of trouble. You know what I mean? There's one little misstep, and we could be in big trouble. Maybe even before supper, you know, before dinner at home. So we have to be careful. But why did you think it was important to talk about the differences of gender in the workplace?
Well, it's something I was talking about in my organizational behavior class a couple weeks ago, and a lot of the women gave a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about, and my wife agreed, and it was very eye opening to the men. And this is not anything. This is not controversial at all,
mm-hmm.
but just how basically they were saying that this is what we have to go through. And I said, well, mm-hmm. what would you like, you know, the men to know?
What did they say? What were some of the things that they said?
Well, this all started about 20 years ago. My wife is working on a presentation, and she's working, you know, late every night. She's got to get on a plane. And I call her up and I said, you know what? I have no idea what you're working on, but you're done. And any benefit you're going to get by working for another hour or two is going to be massively offset by the fact that you're sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, she said, you don't understand. She's an engineer. She says, mm-hmm. I am going to be the only woman in this meeting.
Wow.
And my presentation has to be better than all of the other presentations
mm-hmm.
to get the same respect as the male counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, come on. You know, no. And she said, well, ask your women students. So I do. 100% said yes. So the past 20 years, I ask this for every class I teach in the MBA program, and as well as all the corporate training I do, and so I have a sample of thousands of women. Every single woman has said they have to do a better job than their male counterparts to get the same respect. When you ask the same question to guys, they say, no, I mean, it's 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't look at it that way. And so that's one of those things. And so we talked about it. And so, for instance, women would say that they have to earn respect every day. You know, just doing well one day doesn't mean that they're good for tomorrow. And men will sit there and say, well, no, respect is something you earn over very long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you can see that's a very different thing. And women really do feel that every single day they have to really bring it.
Some of
if they have a bad day.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So if they have a bad day, they really take it seriously, which is why they tend to work very hard in every single thing they do.
Well, of course, everything, as you know, perception is reality, right? If you perceive something to
mm-hmm.
be, it is true. It's real to you, and. And I do believe that there is a little bit of a different standard for women. I still think, you know, there's a lot of misogyny out there. It's still a patriarchal world in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. But there's also another element that I've talked to women about on the show before, and for the most part, they agree with me. And that's that women add extra stress to themselves sometimes that might not be necessary. Now the reason that I don't think that's a bad thing is because I'm a guy and I do that. I put extra pressure on myself to do a better job. And that's one thing I think we ought to remind ladies about. You know, if everybody in the room is a guy and you haven't proven yourself yet, and the other guys in the room that you're going to make this presentation, they're all, you know, it's a fraternity and you're the new kid. You've been asked to join this, you know, possibly visit this group. You're going to stay up late 16 nights in a row to make sure you do a good job. You know what I mean? That's one thing that people need to realize is that the quest for excellence isn't a gender thing. And I think that's something that good for your wife for wanting to do that, but she shouldn't do it because she's a woman. She should do it because she was seeking excellence. What do you think?
Well, I mean, she was. It was a whole different reality from anything that I would, mm-hmm. you know, possibly have thought of. I mean, she always looks for excellence in her job. Another thing is that women say, if they have an idea to be presented as the truth, they have to provide huge amounts of evidence and explain things in great detail, how they arrived at their conclusion, and then people will believe them. And they say that men can say things, you know, if they're very confident, they can have it, people will just accept it right off, even without that massive amount of proof. Yeah. And that's something that I've actually, that was very eye-opening to the men.
I've never heard that. Any complaints like that before. That's interesting that you would say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, women were saying that, you know, interns who have no experience in the business would say something and people would just, you know, believe it, and that they would have to go and provide now. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, having huge amounts of evidence before to have an idea is probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, men should be probably doing that even more. There's little things like interpersonal relations. It's really hard for women. They say, well, you can't be too aggressive. You can't be too soft. Mm-hmm. You have to look a certain way.
That is a, the way you present yourself is an issue that women have to deal with. I mean, that is really something. And the women that I talk to say it doesn't even matter whether they're with, how many women are in the room? If there's a lot, several women or no women. We'll come right back and see if we can make one more segment without getting too much trouble with our good friend Tom Anastasi. TomAnastasi.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us. You make the younger
mom cry. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.